This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello, and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Gerald Brand. He's CEO of the Heidi Foundation, and welcome to the show, Gerald.
Thank you.
Gerald, we're going to let you explain what the Heidi Foundation is, and of course, later in the program, we'll be talking about a dinner and auction fundraiser that's coming up, but first, a little background, if you would.
Our daughter Heidi was born in 1978, and she was a normal little girl like all the other kids, and in 1985, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and they operated on that, and had a few more different operations due to the first operation, and suffered a lot of side effects from the operation, which deemed her a special needs child. She was, you know, your normal kid before that, and then after that, you know, our lives changed. And over the course of her life, getting through school was kind of a battle. Moved from one school to another so they could supply her with the education she needed. More or less, the people involved could supply her with the needs of a special needs child. Then after her graduation, she lived at home with us for a while, and then she moved to Springfield, Illinois, where she was living before she passed. And she was on different committees up there, which my wife knew a lot about, but I didn't know a whole lot about. And she was actually on these committees to fight and strive for the betterment of people with disabilities. She was on the Springfield Area Disabilities Activist Group, the Coalition of Citizens with Disabilities in Illinois, and the Springfield Center for Independent Living. After she had passed, we received a letter from one of these organizations that they stated that due to her interest or whatever in benefiting the disabled, they were able to mandatorily enforce a evacuation plan for any building in Springfield over two stories. They had a fire in the high rise she was in up at near North Village, and they had no evacuation plan. She went to the meetings and insisted on having to be a better way of getting people out of these buildings. So she instituted that, and now in the city of Springfield, there is a mandatory evacuation plan for any building over two stories because she had the, you know, inspiration to do that.
I guess from this, the foundation was born, and your purpose in setting it up, and what are you accomplishing through this foundation?
Yes, she knew we were thinking about something like this. Granted, I found out after she passed of all the things she has done for people and all the good she was trying to do for people. She wanted to make a life better for the other people as opposed to herself. I mean, she went through all kinds of struggles, had a lot of doors closed on her as far as finding employment, and she wanted to make it better for them. So I'm thinking back in February or March of this year, she was down visiting. She came down every other weekend. She wanted her independence is what she wanted, but she still wanted to come visit mom and dad. I was sitting there in the recliner, and she was there in the living room with us, and I was playing around with her first name, H-E-I-D-I. I said, boy, we should be able to do something with that name, do something for her in her name to help other people. So her and I came up with helping every individual develop independence, H-E-I-D-I. And she knew about this, but we didn't, you know, in your life, you put things on the back burner and don't do what you should do a lot of times, whatever. And it just kind of got out of mind. Well, then after she passed, the wife and I were sitting there. I said, now we need to do something. And that's how the Heidi Foundation developed.
And now the foundation, now that you've got it up and going, what are you planning to do? What is your course with it?
Well, we first started out with an idea with the H-E-I-D-I and contacted a few friends, see what they thought about it. And Heidi was very well known down in the Gillespie area. That's where we were from. And we contacted numerous people that were not only friends of ours, but a few of them were classmates of my daughter's. And we thought, if we're going to do this, we want to do it right. We formed a board of directors. We have 9 people on the board now. We have filed for different things. We're in a process of filing for a 501c3. And our main goal is to help special needs citizens, not just children, but citizens, in the Gillespie area right now, in the Gillespie School District, which covers 5 or 6 different little towns down there. And in hopes we can expand and cover a bigger area.
You say you hope to expand. Do you mean expand in Illinois once you get up and running, if things go well? You mean then maybe start moving out regionally? Is that sort of your plan?
Yeah, exactly. Right now, we're still in the infancy stage. We didn't even start talking about this till probably the second week of June. And we are so far ahead of the schedule, I guess you would call it. A friend of ours has a master's degree in fundraising. I didn't know there was such a thing. We talked to her, and she asked a whole bunch of questions on what we've done so far, how far we've gone. And she said, it's just amazing how much you've accomplished in this short of time. And what I base that on is the communities we live in, the small towns. You try to do this and get as far as we have gone in a larger town, Springfield, St. Louis, Decatur, Champaign, any of the town with that kind of size, you don't know a lot of people there. And I have to give a lot of credit to the local people, not only down in Gillespie area, but up around the Carlinville area. We've had people from all over. And yes, we do want to try to expand once we get, I hate to say it, but it's about money. We need the money to help these special needs people. And once we do that, we're planning on expanding. I don't know if it would be like countywide or if it would be a region or whatever, but I have people tell me that this is going to get so big, it's going to just amaze me. And I'm waiting. I can't wait.
When you talk about the accomplishments you made in a very short period of time, could you let the listener know some of the things that have helped you get going and everything moving forward?
I have to give a lot of credit to our board of directors. They're very, very energetic about this. They've made contacts with different people that have done us quite a bit of good. We have a lot of people who are professional people who are donating their time to help us, people who have contacted us and done fundraisers on their own. United Community Bank System did a casual day in all the banks, United Community Banks, and raised money for us. We've got a couple corporate sponsors that have already stepped up to the plate. The Gillespie Masonic Lodge is one, and AlternaCare Home Health Systems in Springfield is another one. That's our largest contributor so far. And it's a matter of knowing the right people, the small community where, you know, I know an attorney, someone else knows an attorney, we know the bank people, we know the people who you actually need to get this thing going.
Now, as you said, money is something that is necessary no matter what the effort, and we have spoke of auction and dinner and several things coming up at an event. And if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up, we'll go to that.
Okay, it started back a while back. We decided to go to a couple of festivals. We went to Dorchester Picnic, and we had T-shirts and stickers and those kind of items. And we did well there. We just finished up down in Benelde at the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival. We did really well there. And the board decided we need to do something big to get a lot more people involved. So this October 22nd, we are having a dinner dance / silent auction fundraiser. That's going to be our biggest event so far. We've got a tremendous group on the board who is out there, I guess you would say, knocking on doors and shaking the bushes or whatever. And I don't want to leave out the group called the Heidi's Helpers. Those are people who are not on the board, but real close friends and people who care about this organization to make sure it does go. And they're out there getting silent auction items. And without them, we couldn't do this. And that's there again, I'm going back to the small town where you know a lot of people.
Now, this event on the 22nd of October will be held at the Gillespie Civic Center?
Yes, it'll be at the Gillespie Civic Center. And I'm sure a lot of you out there know that have ate at Bernhardt's Restaurant in the past. Jenny Alipra is going to cook the spaghetti and the meat sauce, and we'll have her salad. The Southern Blend Band from down around the Gillespie area is going to be playing at the event. The doors are going to open at 6, and we're going to close at midnight. We're going to have silent auctions. We're going to have a few live auction items. And it's food and beer and setups, and should be a good time. Should be a really good time.
This event is a fundraiser. Is there also a way to contact you? Say someone cannot make the event, but they'd like to help your organization. Do you have contacts for that as well?
Absolutely, we do. We have our own website, and that website is www.HeidiHelps.com. HEIDIHELPS, all one word, .com. And there's different, all kinds of information there. They can contact me. My email address is mule3025@royale.org. Or you can go to that website. It gives you that. It gives you phone numbers. You can get tickets and that in Gillespie at Dee Dee's Design. And I'm pretty sure that Ageless Fitness also has tickets. Contact me, any board member, and we should have tickets. We're only selling 400 tickets. We plan on not selling them at the door. The only way we would sell them at the door is if we have tickets left over, and they're starting to go pretty quick right now.
And I noticed you're wearing a shirt with the emblem Heidi on it. I guess some of those will be available as well?
Yes, we'll have all of our Heidi items available for sale at the fundraising dinner dance. We've got polo shirts, Henley shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, keychains, bracelets, camouflage hats for the hunters out there. I know the men like the camouflage hats, and we have a subdued kind of a logo on it. You can still see it, but it won't scare the game or whatever. But we got something for everybody, and it's been a very good thing. I mean, we've got a lot of people interested.
Joe Brand, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.